שלום, אנחנו קוראים בספר כתבי רבש.
Hello, we are reading in the book, we're reading from the writings of Rabash, article, which keeping of Torah and mitzvot purifies the heart. You can find the study material kabbalahgroup.info or in the Arvut system, on the study materials button. You can also click send the questions to send questions live during the lesson.
אנחנו למדנו.
Yes, we learned that whatever the Creator created, the created beings, He created them in the evil inclination. I've created the evil inclination, that's what is written. And He gives them, for it, the Torah is a spice.
פעולות, הבחנות, השפעות,
and he gives them all these actions, these influences on them, so they'll be able to invert this evil inclination, the egoistic desire, to the opposite, to the good inclination, altruistic desire, from hate to love. That's what we hear. And to turn the egoistic desire, the evil inclination, to the good inclination is possible through what we call Torah and Mitzvot, Torah and commandments. What does it mean to keep the Torah and Mitzvot? Torah is typically called the reforming light, meaning there's an upper force that awakens on a person under certain conditions that influences the person, and the mitzvot is a certain number of desires in a person, 613, or sometimes we say tarach, 620. So 613 or 620 desires that he has, and all of them are corrupted in order to receive. And a person is obligated to correct them from the intention to receive to the intention to bestow. That's what he has to do.
And
that's our job in this life, in this world. Let's see what Rabash writes about it.
You
can ask the questions as much as possible, no limit. Men, women, please.
Article,
which keeping of Torah and mitzvot purifies the heart?
שהם כולם מלכתחילה אגואיסטים על מנת לקבל, ואנחנו צריכים לתקנם.
The heart is the general of our desire. The heart is on the intention to receive, and we want them all to be on the intention to bestow. Meaning we don't change the desires, we change their use from the intention to receive to the intention to bestow.
אם מקיימים תורה ומצוות,
question. Thus keeping Torah and mitzvot in order to receive reward, purify the heart too.
כיוון שאמרו חז"ל,
our sages said, I have created the evil inclination, I have created the spice of Torah. This means that it does purify the heart. But is it so when one aims specifically at not receiving a reward? Or does it also purify the heart if one works in order to receive a reward?
Meaning there are several questions here right from the very beginning. If we keep Torah and Mitzvot in order to receive a reward for himself, does that also purify the heart? That's the first question. Second question. Since our sages said, I've created evil inclination, I've created the Torah as a spice, meaning that it purifies the heart, the Torah.
The
Torah and mitzvot, the Torah is a spice. Does it Is it when one aims specifically at not receiving a reward, or does it also purify the heart if one works in order to receive a reward? Meaning, there are egoistic desires, in what way are we using them in order to turn them from in order to receive to in order to bestow? That's a question. Is the question clear? Friends. Not clear. Good, Kiev.
Да, дорогой Рав, так а как практически вот желания превращаются из намерения ради получения на ради отдачи?
Practically, how do the desires change from the intention to receive to bestow?
Let's see, here we have a question.
מכוון על מנת שלא לקבל פרס.
He aims not in order to receive a reward. Does it work on him in this way? Or when he aims in order to receive a reward, does he correct himself and change as well here? Meaning, I have a heart. It's general desire. In this general desire, there are 613 desires, individual desires, specific desires. There are 613 desires in a person called Lev, heart. If I engage in Torah and Mitzvot, I still don't know what it is exactly. And then tell me, if you engage in it, then all your desires from the intention to receive will be inverted to in order to bestow.
Okay.
Now I'm asking, is there another condition there? Or not? If not, I simply need to know what are the 613 desires that are in me, which means in my heart. That's how we call it, that they're in my heart. Then if I study Torah, what does it mean to use the Torah, to study it, or I perform certain actions, or what am I doing? What does it mean to keep Torah and Mitzvot? We'll see. Typically, Torah, it's called the reforming light. Meaning I do something and I receive a certain influence. That influence works on me and I change. My desires change from in order to receive to in order to bestow. Meaning I really work on myself and I perform a very important action. That action truly raises me from this world, from the level of this world, in order to receive, which is entirely egoistic, to in order to bestow, which is entirely altruistic. Meaning by keeping the 613 actions called Mitzvot, I raise myself from the degree of this world to the degree of the upper world, from in order to receive, which is how I think and what I do, to in order to bestow, to think and do in this way. This is a very important thing, very great thing. So there is a question. Do I do it? If I just do it, I just do these 613 mitzvot commandments, which means the way I am, the egoist, in order to receive a reward. Or I I have to aim specifically to do these actions so they will change me from in order to receive to in order to bestow. And only in this way will it work. That is the question. Read it again, the question.
Does keeping Torah and mitzvot in order to receive reward purify the heart too? Our sages said, I have created the evil inclination. I have created the spice of Torah. This means that it does purify the heart. But is it so when one aims specifically at not receiving a reward? Or does it also purify the heart if one works in order to receive a reward?
Meaning, the intention of a person is not important. As long as he keeps the 613 actions called mitzvot, commandments.
PT6.
Rav,
this question is really not so clear. Because what can a person do otherwise? I don't really understand. If all I can do is do these mitzvot, so what's the question then, right? It's either I do or don't, and if I don't do, I won't advance, right?
What does it mean to do or to keep the 613 commandments, mitzvot? If you have 613 desires before you, they all exist in your heart, and you take them one by one, and you know what to do in order to change them from in order to receive to in order to bestow. And this is done by the performing light. As it's written, I've created the evil inclination, I've created the spice of Torah, because the light in it reforms. If everything is in your hands, then fewer questions, everything is clearer. For the time being, I don't know what are the 613 desires that I have to correct. In what exactly are they in order to receive? And how can I depict them, portray them in order to bestow? I'm not so accustomed to them. I don't understand them. Let's hear further. Answer.
Answer. In the introduction to the book of Zohar, it is written, when one begins to engage in Torah and mitzvot, even without any intention, meaning without love and fear, as is appropriate when serving the king, even in lo lishma, not for her sake. The point in one's heart begins to grow and show its activity. This is so because mitzvot do not require intention, and even actions without intention can purify one's will to receive, but rather in its first degree called still. And to the extent that one purifies the still part of the will to receive, one gradually builds the 613 organs of the point in the heart, which is the still of nefesh of kedusha, holiness.
I think you confused us here. Read it properly.
Answer. In the introduction to the book of Zohar, it is written, when one begins to engage in Torah and mitzvot, even without any intention, meaning without love and fear, as is appropriate when serving the king, even in Lolishma, not for her sake. The point in one's heart begins to grow and show its activity. This is so because mitzvot do not require intention, and even actions without intention can purify one's will to receive, but rather in its first degree, called still, inanimate. And to the extent that one purifies the still part of the will to receive, one gradually builds the 613 organs of the point in the heart, which is the still of Nefesh of Kedusha.
Okay.
ועוד כאן יש הרי אנו רואים
Thus, we see that observing Torah and Mitzvot even לא לשמה purifies the heart.
זה שייך גם כן לתשובה הזאת.
That also belongs to this answer that
עשיית תורה ומצוות בלי שום כוונה
keeping or observing Torah and Mitzvot without any intention can purify the heart.
שלא לשמה.
Meaning, לא לשמה, not for her sake.
Woman Haifa, שמונה.
Shabbat Shalom, Rav.
Shabbat Shalom, Rav, friends. If I understood correctly, then to deal with Torah and Mitzvot is to correct the desires from in order to be, to receive, to in order to bestow. How can we do? How can I make corrections in order not to receive prize, a reward? What does it mean to bestow in order not to get a reward? How can it be?
We'll learn about it later. This is a question that will come later.
Piti 19.
Piti
19. Yegi Asiman. Boker Tov, Shabbat Shalom, Rav, Chaverim.
Good morning, Shabbat Shalom, friends, Rav. He says here, mitzvot do not need intention, and even mitzvot without intention are capable of purifying the heart. So, the intention, can we do a mitzvah without intention?
Without the desired intention to reach bestowal.
I don't understand. What's the desired intention?
The desired intention is to bestow contentment to the Creator.
But I don't have that, right?
Right. That's why you begin even without that, without the desired intention. And that too helps you and brings you to the beginning of the correct intention.
I have a question. I don't understand. What do you mean by intention?
Tzvika, if you speak on point, I'm going to hear you. Otherwise, if not, I'm not going to hear even one redundant word. I have no time. I told you. I told you, the desired intention is in order to bestow. We don't have that intention in the beginning, the intention to bestow. So what do? We begin with what we have, with what we've got. Meaning, in order to receive, okay, in order to receive. And even when we begin in order to receive, we nevertheless advance. We also advance, but only on that first level. There are several levels. The first degree, we correct even when we are in order to receive. We do it for ourselves, for our own sake.
Woman Moscow 18.
Спасибо, учитель.
Dear teacher, maybe the question is not so on point, but this question is not only mine. We talk now about keeping the commandments, the mitzvot. Some people may be religious, and they also supposedly keep the mitzvot, and they don't reach spiritual attainment. No change is done. Most of the time, we learn that from lo lishma, you come to lishma. So what does it mean to keep the Taryag 613 mitzvot? Doesn't matter the intention. What does it mean to keep the mitzvot?
In total, we have 613 desires. Taryag 613. And we need to invert them all for the sake of the other. And that's what we need to do. This is the meaning of correcting them, correcting all of our desires for his own sake, for the sake of the other. That's the intention. There's nothing more than that.
Hello, dear teacher. World Kli, the correct intention should be out of understanding and feeling of the love of the Creator towards the created beings.
Don't ask too much, just what's written here. That's the only thing we're learning. You can ask 1,000 questions and I'm not going to answer them. Only if it's within the framework of the article.
Yeah.
Gilad, please.
Shura Haim. Haim Aderech Lekayem Torah Umitzvot.
Is the path of observing Torah and Mitzvot in order not to be rewarded meant only for a chosen few? Or can anyone walk this path of observing everything in order not to be rewarded? By which they will be rewarded with dvikut, adhesion with the Creator.
Again,
is the path of observing Torah and mitzvot in order not to be rewarded meant only for a chosen few? Or can anyone walk this path of observing everything in order not to be rewarded, by which they will be rewarded with dvikut, adhesion with the Creator?
That's the question. Answer.
Answer. Although the will to receive for oneself alone emerged at the thought of creation, being given a correction that the souls will correct in order to bestow, meaning by observing Torah and mitzvot, that will turn our will to receive to be in order to bestow. This is given to everyone, without exception, for everyone was given this remedy, not necessarily a chosen few.
That's the answer. Everyone can do it. Everyone must do it. It was given to everyone to correct their intention over all of his actions. So there will be, instead of in order to receive for himself, there will be in order to bestow to the other. Okay? No more questions.
Woman Zichron 1.
Hello, Rav. I feel there's a big mix-up in the topic of the Taryag Mitzvot, the 613 desires. It may be a stupid question, but the desire to eat, for example, that's one of the desires, and then I would want to eat in order to bestow upon the others. My purpose in eating and keeping my body is so that I will be able to bestow, for example.
We are not learning right now what is included in the 613 mitzvot, but that only that you can correct their intention from in order to receive to in order to bestow. which actions precisely, which intentions, we're not learning about it right now, specifically. The specific details we're not learning right now, only in general.
May I ask another question?
Just don't confuse others.
I understand that the mitzvot, the first step is the base. And from there, we go to bestow. When does this happen? Do we feel it when it happens? Are we ready? Do we feel when we're ready to bestow?
If it will change, you'll feel it. All these stages, a person does feel.
Beseder, beseder. Харьков.
Расскажите, пожалуйста, вот я сейчас сижу и чувствую, что у меня намерение только ради себя, больше меня никто не интересует.
I'm now sitting and feeling that my entire intention is only for myself, and I don't care about anyone. At what moment are we given the desired intention?
When you truly wish to acquire them, to receive them, you will receive them. Okay.
Tov.
А я боюсь теперь, а вдруг я его не захочу получить, мне понравится ради себя получать. Вот в чем весь вопрос.
I'm afraid that I won't want to receive them.
If you don't want, you won't receive it. If you would want it, you will receive it.
Shabbat Shalom. I want to ask about purification of the desire.
לשאול על תיאור הרצון.
Is it correct that purification of the desire means that I go deeper inside the desire and I reveal a bigger, stronger need for higher lights?
No, it doesn't work like that. It does not work like that.
Николаев, Сочи.
И вот здесь сказано, что для всех людей без исключения, а мы вот знаем статью,
где написано, что соберется for the general, for everyone, but we know there's an article of Рабаш that says that a small group of people will gather and above the human force and ability until the last drop of their blood.
This talks about the group that wants to organize itself to separate from itself from others in order to reach, in order to bestow in the connection between them. Yes? But in a sense, in essence, it's ready for everyone. Also, it's written that
לכל העמים זה יתפשט.
That it will flow to all the nations, and the upper light will fill all the souls. The most distant.
Так, а сверхчеловеческие усилия нужно прилагать все равно ведь нам?
The efforts, the above human ability, we still need to do.
We have to put in forces above nature because they are in order to bestow. So we need to try and reach such forces.
Woman Moscow 6.
Рав, спасибо большое, но можно все-таки немножечко вернуться вот назад.
Thank you very much, Rav. If we can repeat, go back to what you spoke of, and somehow you confused us. We see that even keeping the egoistical.
I don't know how. It's not written here. You need to know how to read articles. What he's asking, this is what he's answering. Whatever we do, as much as we do, that's how it will work. How? Why? It's not written. So for the time being, we're not even asking about it.
Woman Mac 20.
Да, здравствуйте, Раф. Вот эти 613 желаний, которые...
The Taryag desires, 613 desires that we correct, included in them all the four phases of light. Can we correct all the desires without intention at all? I'm talking about each person can correct or just the level of the element of these desires.
We can correct everything and everyone will reach the end of correction. And everything depends on how much we invest ourselves, but ultimately everyone will make it. Okay?
Woman Moscow 8.
Рав, можно ли сказать, что сейчас в периоде подготовки?
Рав, can we say that now in the time of the preparation to be in intention to bestow meaning, to constantly be in awakening to prayer and relate everything to there's none else beside him?
Woman Mark 25.
Yes.
Yes.
Woman Mark 24.
Hello, Rav, World Kli. We have a question as follows. The purifying of the heart in order to bestow happens in different directions of the desires, or is our personality somehow...
Is not asking about it, is not answering about it. I'm saying again. Ask about what's written. You need to learn how to read these articles.
Woman Rehovot 1.
Hello, World Clear. Rav, you said that even you begin without intention. And here we already have the matter of choice in order to go into the world of intentions.
Woman Mark.
Thank you.
Yes. Woman Mark 26.
Dear
Rav, when we connect in the 10, in the points in the heart, do we connect in the desires to spirituality or the intentions?
In the intentions. Desires we cannot connect, only intentions. According to our desires, intentions connect, but we cannot connect the desires themselves.
So how can we connect if our intention is not in order to bestow?
No, we correct the intentions. Desires we cannot connect. Intentions we can connect. Because desires are already dependent on the private soul of a person. And this we cannot connect. Only in intention we can connect. And you're asking really a very deep question. What are we benefiting in this that we reached shattering? And in shattering, we later reach from shattering to connection. And so we reach just the shattering of the desires and we connect in the connection of the intentions. And from this we attain 620 times more than what we had to begin with.
Please, if I may ask, can we ask for an intention? I want to have the correct intention. Why isn't it working, this request? Why directly I cannot ask?
Why? You can ask, and you'll see that slowly, gradually, your intentions will be corrected and will be on the intention to bestow. It all depends on how persistent you will be on it, how much you will want it. Try. But for this, you need to work persistently. That all the time, you'll want to reach this. And you're capable. Everyone is capable, actually. But there are those who are capable more because the root of their soul is higher.
Woman Ita 6.
Woman Ita 6.
Buongiorno, Rav.
Buongiorno.
Buongiorno. La domanda è questa. Purificare la parte in
animale, il
desiderio di ricevere, non richiede...
The inner part of the desire to receive, for that we don't need intention. But what is pushing us to want to purify the heart? And a friend is adding, what is this inner part of the desire to receive?
Desire to, describe the heart, to pick the heart. We want by the influence of the light that reforms, that even the aspect of the still, that we're engaging in that. There's still some light that influencing us and is drawing us, advancing us to desire and do intentions, do actions on the intention to bestow.
Woman French. Woman French.
Woman French.
Oui, bonjour Rav, bonjour à tous. Je souhaiterais clarifier la notion de minéral. Et est-ce que le degré minéral est de faire des actions sans intention?
What is the level of steel and does it mean to do actions without intentions?
Yes.
Beseder, woman... Woman Mach 23.
Woman Mach 23.
Здравствуйте, дорогой Рав.
Hello, dear Rav. Hello, everybody.
Насладить свои творения. Почему через такие сильные...
The thought of creation to bring pleasure to the created beings. Way through sufferings we get this pleasure and this back-end connection. Why through sufferings?
Because we have egoistic desires that are greater and worse, and we need to correct all of them, to turn them all into on the intention to bestow. Thus, that's how it happens.
Woman
Chadera 3. Woman Chadera 3.
Shabbat Shalom. I wanted to ask, we study here that even without the correct intention, the light in the Torah reforms. So why don't you recommend us to practice this, the corporeal mitzvot like the religious people are doing? Isn't that also called Torah Lishma and can also surround me with the reforming light?
We learn what the wisdom of Kabbalah recommends. And whoever wants to listen to what religious people recommend, like you're saying, they can listen to that too. It doesn't bother one another. Just that we learn especially what the wisdom of Kabbalah recommends. And it talks about correction of the intention.
Yes, but here he's saying that even without the correction of the intention, I'm getting from the mitzvot. And you're saying that the correction of the mitzvot is the correction of the 613 mitzvot. If I light candles in Shabbat and think about the friends,
I'm not getting into all this business. I'm telling you what's written, that we want to carry out, fulfill in our 620 desires, yes, desires. And I want to use all these desires on the intention to bestow to the others. And if I cannot bestow to the others, I see that I cannot, yes, then I can fulfill them or not. They say that yes, you can, but it will be only in the degree of the still. And it's not talking about external actions that people do with their hands and feet, their mouth. We're talking only about intention of the heart. That in my heart, I have 620 desires, and I need to use all these desires on the intention to bestow. You need to think a lot about this until you'll grasp it.
Barur.
Okay.
Volga.
Volga.
Darav. Вот в нашем мире процесс развития неживого уровня там.
In our world, the process of development of the still level takes up about 95% of our history. My question is, on our degree, on our level, until a person gets to Lishma, is that also 95% of the time he spends it on the inanimate level, doing all the actions?
Kavkaz.
Maybe. Kavkaz.
Добрый день. Вопрос товарища. Вот мы услышали, что желание мы не можем.
Hello, question from a friend.
И вот вопрос, а в молитве?
We heard that you cannot connect desires, only intentions. Can we do it with a common prayer?
Yes. If you, as a group, want to reach on the intention to bestow, then you can connect between you in prayer. Correct.
Lithuania woman.
Lithuania woman. Nine.
Добрый день, учитель.
Hello, dear teacher. I would like to scrutinize the broadening of the heart. Is the correction of the intention that we pull the light?
Yes.
Woman Darom.
Woman Darom.
Toda Rav.
Thank you, Rav. According to the article, I understand that also in the work of Lo Lishma, in the work of Lishma, there are corrections. It's purifying the heart. So can you please explain how does it look, the transition between working Lo Lishma to Lishma?
No, he doesn't write about it, and so we don't explain it.
Woman PT 3.
Woman PT 3.
Shabbat Shalom Rav. Many times, in most of the cases, I start an action or some mitzvah, or at least I think that I want to do some kind of a mitzvah, a commandment, and it's all in order to receive, I have no doubt. But throughout the performing the action, I feel that many times I get rewarded and the Creator is turning it into intention to bestow. Is it true? Does it really happen? And to that, I also feel many times that that also becomes in order to receive because I wait for the Creator to turn it into bestow.
All right, we're going to continue without too many words. This that you're confused, I can see. Slowly, it will be clear.
We're in line, but since this is a matter of choice, some advance more quickly and others more slowly. But as it is written in the introduction to the Book of Zohar, in the end, everyone will achieve their complete perfection. As it is written, the outcast shall not be outcast from him. Still, when beginning to learn to observe Torah and Mitzvot, one begins in Lo Lishma. This is because man is created with a will to receive. Hence, he does not understand anything that does not yield him self-benefit, and he will never want to begin to observe Torah and Mitzvot. It is as the Rambam wrote, sages said, one should always engage in Torah, even Lo Lishma, because from lo lishma one comes to lishma. Hence, when teaching children and women and the populace, they are only taught to work out of fear and to receive a reward. And when they gain knowledge and acquire wisdom, that secret is revealed to them bit by bit. And they are accustomed to it calmly until they attain him and serve him with love. Thus we see from the Rambam's words that everyone should achieve Lishma, but the difference is in the timing.
All clear up to here?
PT 22.
Shalom Rav.
Hello Rav. I wanted to know, I feel that lately we are really doing great work and there is hastening of the times. How can we help you to bring more people?
Wait. This is not related to the article. That's it. I'm sorry that you didn't hear how I'm talking relating to what we're learning now. I'm sorry, I will not let you ask anymore. Woman Mach 40.
Hello, dear Rav, hello, World Kli. The question is this. In order not to get confused, in this article we talk about Tariag Mitzvot, 613 Mitzvot, but we learned earlier and we know that the commandment of love thy neighbor as yourself is including inside of it the rest of the Mitzvot. If I work in the 10 with my desires only to that direction, towards this commandment, will that correct the rest of the commandment? Of its own?
Yes. There is no more than love thy friend as thyself. If you'll have an attitude of love towards everyone and through everyone to the Creator, it will cover everything. Because in your heart you have no more than this desire to hate everyone, that you correct it to a desire to love everyone. All the best. We have woman Kiryat Shmona. Please.
Good afternoon, Rav. Can you hear me?
Yes.
My question is related to the connection that we're talking about all the time and always. If we can connect only in the intentions, then as long as our intentions are wrong, is the only point of connection that we have is the point of prayer, the mutual plea to the correct intention? That's the point where we can connect?
Very correct. Correct very much.
Thank you very much, Rav.
Woman Natania.
Very nice. Woman Natania too.
Shabbat Shalom Rav.
Shabbat Shalom everyone. Rav, from the verse, even the earlier one, it turns out that the 613 mitzvot, even one mitzvah out of them, is going through a lot of degrees in order to correct one mitzvah. It needs to go through steps, reincarnations, to suffer, supposedly, until it gets all corrected.
Yes. Yes. You're right.
Thank you.
Woman PT 23.
Woman PT 23.
Thank you, Rav. Shabbat Shalom. I'm asking just for a few friends in the 10, in the degree of working in order to get a reward, how can we really see this reward as feasible as possible in order to correct the work in the 10?
Whatever it seems to you, that's the reward. Whatever you're describing to yourself as the reward, that's the reward.
either the intention to receive or the intention to bestow.
Woman Latin 20.
Woman Latin 20.
Hola, Rav. Gracias.
Hello, Rav. Thank you. The 613 desires are getting corrected.
Entonces, ¿cómo vamos a estar con calma? ¿Cómo vamos a ir reconociendo este avance?
How can we be calm and acknowledge this advancement and correction, the 613 desires?
What we're reading here, maybe we'll read the article again after, and we'll see even more. Woman, Moscow.
Hello, Rav. I'm sorry for the question. I'm a little bit excited. I have a feeling that here they offer us a general approach that the entire question. Do we need to understand and to feel in all levels how the correction is being executed?
Yes, and it's done gradually, just like he writes here. Woman Rehovot 10.
Shabbat Shalom, dear Rav. Shabbat Shalom, World Kli. In the article, he said that when you start to study Torah and Mitzvot, what does it mean?
We begin to learn just like we're learning. All right, we have no choice. PT 27.
Shalom.
Hello. A friend is asking, why does there need to be 613 mitzvot, and why cannot just say that there's one mitzvah that you need to perform?
This one mitzvah is split into many details. It's comprised of many details. Women Sochi Kafkas.
I'm sorry. The desire to do something outside of myself, this spiritual action, this first spiritual action, it happens slowly. And first of all, it's my relation towards the Creator that's changing me.
No, it's first of all your attitude towards your friends, and through the friend to the Creator. That's it. We need to continue, otherwise we won't have enough time to finish it.
Question. If a person sees and feels that he is treading a path that leads to Lishma, should he try to influence others so they will tread the right path too?
Tshuva.
Answer. This is a general question. It is like a religious person examining a secular person. If he knows that he can reform him, then he must reform him. Due to the mitzvah, thou shalt surely rebuke your friend. Similarly, in this case, it can be said that you should tell your friend about the better way that one can go, provided your intention is only for the mitzvah. But there are many times when a person rebukes another only for the purpose of domination, and not in order to rebuke your friend. And we learn from the above that everyone's desire that others will tread the path of truth has created disputes between Orthodox and secular, between the Lithuanian faction and Hasidim, and among the Hasidim themselves. This is because everyone thinks that he is in the right, and everyone is trying to persuade the other to tread the right path.
Meaning,
best, rather simple, engage on the intention to bestow within your ten, and don't exit the borders of the ten in order to convince others that you're right. Because you too don't know that you're right.
Woman Poland 1.
Woman Poland 1.
Hello, Rav. The question is this. When we are keeping the mitzvot with the intention to bestow, is that influencing the world in some way, making it better? Then why don't we see it?
We do such actions that will correct the world to the better. Oh no, we don't do such actions that will correct the world to the better. We don't do it. Okay?
Woman Mach 23.
Woman Mach 23.
The question is this. What efforts should we do in order to feel that we have free choice?
Only connection between us. Only connection between us. Woman Moscow 18.
Thank you, dear teacher. Tell me, please, how and with what can we reach a state that the performing of the mitzvah will be our reward? Not in order to get a reward, but the actual performance of the mitzvah. How can we reach that?
Whenever the Creator will want. Whenever the Creator will want it. Woman Latin 20.
Hola, Rav.
Hello, Rav. Our heart needs to be and such a feeling of constant pressure. Couldn't hear the ending.
Repeat, please. Latin, repeat, please.
Sí, nuestro corazón debe estar en
our heart
máxima para lograr la intención correcta.
Is in constant pressure in order to attain the correct intention.
Yes.
Woman yes. French 2.
Woman French 2.
Bonjour, Rav. Est-ce que le simple fait de faire des mitzvot, même sans intention de donner, est-il un tremplin vers la correction de...
Is the keeping of the mitzvot, even without intention, can enhance the correction of our intention?
Can.
Yes. Yes.
Ma yesh lano ot kan?
What do we have left?
Turkey 1.
Turkey 1.
Now, can we say that a correction, a change in my personal vessel affects the general vessel of Adam Harishon 601 times more?
Mashpia al kli shel Adam Harishon.
Ken. Ken?
Yes. Yes.
Ma odani hol kan la sot. Woman Moscow.
Woman Moscow.
Sorry.
Moscow.
I wanted to ask how to come out of the 10 during the dissemination. Again, the question, how not to come out of the borders of the 10 while we do dissemination?
Well, that's your effort. Nothing more to say, really. By your effort that you want to hold yourself in the ten. And we'll end here. Wish you all continuing the rest. And we'll meet in the morning lesson. All the best.
Thank you, Rav. We have a small announcement. Friends, after the song, we'll have a local discussion to the friends from the Israeli Kli about the events in the center and the status of the tens since we started physical lessons here. You'll find the link in your WhatsApp.
The shadow often shakens, but then the heart awakens. It yearns and grows and longs to be concealed beneath your wings. Une rivière coule du jardin d'Eden, y fond le cœur de pierre. Comme de l'eau douce, goutte à goutte, illumine les barrières. ואין מקום פנוי ממך, כולנו ניצבים מולך. נפעיל את השלהבת ביראה ובשמחה. ואין מקום פנוי ממך, כולנו ניצבים מולך. נפעיל את השלהבת ביראה ובשמחה. Стрела пронзает сердце, тьма уступает место, и света луч благим теплом растапливает лед. Эхада не йодеа, камера хок шобеа, цвата и маалот вила, азака ахава. ואין מקום פנו ממך, כולנו ניצבים מולך. נבהיר את השלבת ביראה ובשמחה. ואין מקום פנו ממך, כולנו ניצבים מולך. נבהיר את השלבת ביראה ובשמחה. אין מקום פנוי ממך, כולנו ניצבים מולך. נבהיר את השלהבת ביראה ובשמחה. ואין מקום פנוי ממך, כולנו ניצבים מולך. נבהיר את השלהבת ביראה ובשמחה.